The name of my story today is God's Word. So here is Uncle Floyd doing his annual job as the sexton at the church. He's cleaning the large picture of Martin Luther, and who, by the way, was one of the fellows who helped to reform the church and make it a better place for people to learn about God's love. So, and then he thought he heard the voice of Pastor Glenn talking just around the corner with somebody he couldn't quite see. Pastor Glenn was saying, "Of course we worship only God. The Bible contains the words of God, and God's word is amazing." "I don't think I understand much of God's word," said the person that was just out of Uncle Floyd's sight. That is okay. There are days when I'm not sure I understand it either. Do you want to have a seat here, please? We'll play with the balloons after church. Come over here. Thank you. Come over here. No, it doesn't mean take the balloon with you. Thank you. Uncle Floyd wondered who Pastor Glenn was talking to. He sprayed the glass with the spray and wiped it down with a cloth. Then he heard Pastor Glenn say, "They say it was Martin Luther who said the Bible is alive. It has what? It has feet, and it runs after me. It speaks to me. It has hands that lay hold of me." "Well, I like that," said the person that Uncle Floyd couldn't see. And Uncle Floyd then continued spraying the glass and wiping it. And Uncle Floyd thought to himself, "I reckon it would be pretty cool to meet Martin Luther when I get to heaven." And then he thought, "I reckon it would be unbelievable when I get to heaven and meet Jesus." Let's close with a prayer. And I'll say the words and you can repeat after me. Okay. Dear God, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen.